Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. James. This morning, we would like to welcome everyone from Zoom, as well as here in the church. No matter where you are in the world or in the country, we're gracious that you're here with us to celebrate the second Sunday of Advent here at St. James. We invite all of you to participate as fully as you can here in the church. You're encouraged to hum with a full voice and use gestures, perhaps hand claps if you see us doing those things. Join right in with us with gestures as well. And of course, if you're at home, you can sing as loud as possible. This morning is the second Sunday of Advent, so we'd like to begin our celebration with the lighting of our Advent wreath. Please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. The three great figures in Advent are Isaiah the prophet, John the Baptist, and Our Lady, Mary. Today, two of them are featured. We have the first reading from Isaiah, where he talks about God's new action in our world. And then St. Mark in our gospel introduces us to this kind of eccentric character, John the Baptist, who calls us to follow Jesus a little more closely. And so we are in our Advent preparation for Christmas. We're in our time of anticipation, our time of hope. In a world where darkness seems to reign, the light is coming. So let's place ourselves now in an attitude of openness to receive the presence of God in our midst and in our hearts, because it is the time of Emmanuel, God with us, as we ask for mercy. Almighty God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Then let us pray. Let us pray that this season of Advent will be a time of hope, a time of strength. Let us pray that Jesus will show us the presence of God in our mind, in our heart, and in our life. And let us pray that God's Holy Spirit will give us the gifts of the season. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. And may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to the company of Jesus. For he lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord, double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up on to a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings, cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God who rules by a strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of person ought you be? Conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await a new heavens and a new earth in which the richness dwells, and therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without blemish or spot before him at peace. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A reading, Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it was written in Elijah the prophet, "Behold, I will send a messenger before you. He will prepare the way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River and in the acknowledgement of their sins. John was clothed in camel hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs from his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. It always touches me how things can cause you to reflect moments of time. Times when I see a shiny rosary, I think of my grandmother. Now, she gave me one the night I was baptized. Makes me think about her character, things she did, times she fellowship with her friends. She loved going to Mass. She had a good sense of humor and loved to travel. Things she taught me in her life. And also, there's times when a good cup of coffee can take me back to when I was in a service in the field. My unit spent a lot of time in the field. And early in the mornings, before the sun rises, we'd be drinking coffee in our metal can cups and joking about civilization. Like, we heard there's people out there with furniture. And we heard they discovered indoor plumbing. And one time we always joke about there's some device out there called a refrigerator. And we was just longing to have one of those. A good cup of coffee. How things make you travel and reflect on time and issues of life. That kind of makes who you are. This is Advent. This is what Advent does for me. Caused me to prepare myself for the Lord. Makes me reflect and think about who I am before God. What I've done with my life in the past year. What I should have done. In our scripture today, we'll be about John the Baptist, baptizing people with water, preparing the way of the Lord, telling people about someone coming up to him, mightier than him, will baptize him with the Holy Spirit, and people need to confess their sins. This makes me think about us, reflecting about our baptism. If we've done all that, we've been baptized with water, confessed our sins. It was confirmed and received the Holy Spirit. The scripture talks about us, our lives before the Lord, who we are before our God. It caused me to reflect on what life is all about. Baptism, faith, Holy Spirit. But there's two things I think about most. It's one, my baptism, and knowing that I'm going to heaven. There's two things I really don't have to worry about thinking much about anymore, because those things are set in stone, set in heaven. Baptism and going home to glory when his life is over with. Because I need to reflect on what I do in my day-to-day life today, which Advent aids me in that. I am I before God? What things in my life I need to level out for God? How can I get God closer to me? How can I move closer to the Lord? Things to reflect upon during this period of life. Weather changes for us here in Chicago, so it gives a sign that something's happening. And the church turns colors. We wear something different during the seasons. Get our minds and our bodies set for newness. There's a story about two friends. They grew up together. They spent their lives together, best friends. The one had a very good hobby. He was very good at darts, to the point he was in tournaments all throughout the city and sometimes downstate. But the other friend was terrible at it. He couldn't play. He couldn't hit a dartboard if his life depended upon it. So they missed some time together. The friend who wasn't good at the darts stopped hanging around him because he felt bad. He felt like his friend moved on without him. But one day he went to go visit his friend reluctantly because he knew he was throwing darts at his house. But he went to his room where he was normally throwing darts at, and he was really surprised that instead of a small dartboard on the wall, his friend painted the entire wall as a dartboard. He made it easier for his friend to play darts with him. The whole wall was the board. So all he had to do was just hit the wall. It brought peace to his heart. See, what his friend made some adjustments for him to be able to play with him, spend more time together. Making adjustments is needed sometimes. We all know our strengths and weaknesses. An Advent causes us to reflect on them. Look at our lives and things where we should have done, things we did do and wish we think we'd done better. But this is also the time where we need to make some adjustments so we can make our lives more approachable for God. If you really look at it, there are some mountains in our lives that we need to make low. There are some roads that we need to straighten out. But sometimes what's between us and God is just pretty much our stubbornness, or time, our busyness of life. I know at times we're struggle with reading scriptures. Some friends can just read the Bible all the time. And sometimes I just find myself have to read one verse a day. You know, I keep thinking something's better than nothing. You can't improve on something you're not doing. Prayer. I love to pray. But I have a friend who can't pray at all, he says. You find it hard to talk to someone he cannot see. But he found the way around that. He kept his eyes closed and he imagined God. And sometimes he didn't pray long. He just said Jesus' name over and over again, or just thank you, God, for this event. Instead of trying to do a long prayer, he said what he could. He made some adjustments. He leveled his mountain of prayer. He straightened his path of worshiping God by simply just making some adjustments. God loves us, and he wants to improve our relationship with him. And many times we need to make some adjustments ourselves to do that, whether it's time in prayer, time reading scripture, or time serving others or helping someone. Many times we need to help others straighten their path, but not judging so hard, by being more encouraging, being more supportive. It's Advent, everyone. We need to make our faith, make our lives easier for God to access our hearts. So as we go through this week, make adjustments that you need to do. As long as yourself, just bring yourself closer to God, physically and spiritually. God loves you. He wants to get to know you. His Advent, everyone. Amen.
We join together in confessing our faith. I believe in one God.
The Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantially with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We are a people that have confidence in God's coming into our lives. So in this Advent season, let us offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may make straight the Lord's path, allowing his presence to inspire our lives and the lives of the people around the world, especially those desperate for comfort and hope. We pray to the Lord. For the world leaders, that they may listen to the voices crying out in the desert, the voices of those who hunger and thirst for sustenance, justice, and peace. We pray to the Lord. For those struggling to make their way out of the rugged lands and rough countries, immigrants, refugees, and those seeking asylum, that they may find strength and confidence in their faith as Isaiah and the exiles from Jerusalem did centuries ago. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those battling to escape wastelands of addiction, despair, depression, that they may know God's comfort and forgiveness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That during this season of holy expectations, we may prepare our hearts to receive Christ now, at Christmas, and at any time. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Deborah and Shirley Barker, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. For the prayers we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Speak to the
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, our good, the good of all the Holy Church. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings. And since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and open for us the way to eternal salvation. And when he comes again in glory and majesty and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day will inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you. By that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For in the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, and one Spirit in Christ, may he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, the order of bishops, all clergy and religious, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family you summoned before you today. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
To the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church." And graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And may the peace of Jesus be with each one of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Wave, the wave of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Keeping communion, going to communion, we have to keep social distance, so please follow the direction of the ushers. After you have approached the altar, you will have your hands sanitized, then you can come to the priest, receive the host in your hand, take a step to my left, your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
As long as the sun still can
Let us pray. Replenish by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and to hold firm to the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Today at 12:30, we're going to gather virtually for a continuing discussion on race and our response to race, and particularly what steps we might be taking to make our city a little better place, a little more equitable. On Tuesdays, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, our national patroness. There'll be Mass in the morning, as usual, at 7:30, and we'll also have a Mass here in the evening at 6:30. And please sign up if you would like to be come in person, but if you want to go virtually, that's we'll be online. Also at 6:30 on Tuesday, we've been doing our, during Advent, our lighting of the candle, our Advent candles with different families in the parish. So it might be a little tricky because they're separate logins on how to light the candle and then come to the Mass, but we'll send you an email on how to do that, or otherwise you might have to go to both links, but we'll see how we how it works out. So, but that's both events are Tuesday at 6:30. And now we have a word from Aaron about our giving tree.
So we're going to have to do it different this year. I don't have the tree up in the back with names, so if you still want to participate, what we're going to do is I'm giving the names to the parish council, and they're going to get everything with no contact, so they'll do a go online. So if you still want to give for the giving tree, just give online, just say you're giving for the giving tree, and we still need donations for that. So, and we have a good amount. We already have 20 seniors, and I'm hoping to get more. So that's what we're doing for the giving tree this year.
Anything else I forget?
And just a quick comment that Zoom link for the Immaculate Conception might be a weekday Mass link, right? Is that right, Amy? No? Is it a Sunday Mass? I'm not sure. Oh, she's going to check so we can give you the straight story. She's going to use her smartphone.
Yeah, she says her smartphone is much smarter than she. It was a funny joke.
I used to have a... Now I have a phone. What can I say? It's a separate link?
Joseph says it's a separate link.
It's the Sunday Mass Zoom, so that's what I wanted to check. Yeah, sometimes we get mixed up. That's wonderful. So go to the Sunday Mass link for Tuesday night.
And there's a separate link for the blessing of the Advent wreath, so we'll figure it out. Somebody smart will figure it out. I won't figure it out. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
And follow the direction of the ushers as you leave today.